Clearly a central theme of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is the idea, the concept of tshuva itself. Tshuva certainly is considered to be an opportunity, a privilege, an incredible gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And one can raise the issue, but to what extent is it considered to be a mitzvah of tshuva? So if you look in the Ramban, in Parshas Nitzavim, on the Pasuk of V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, the Ramban is explicit. It's a mitzvah saseh. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Rabbi Yona writes this, the beginning of Shari Tshuva. This is what the Smak writes, in Mitzvah Nun Gimel, a mitzvah of V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The reason that perhaps is a subject to some debate is because when you look in the Rambam, the language of the Rambam is somewhat nuanced. Does the Rambam acknowledge a process of tshuva? The Rambam is clear in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Saseh Ayin Gimel, that there's a mitzvah of vidui. The Torah tells us in Parshas Naso, Vizvadu es chatosam. The context of the Parsha is a karban which is being brought alachet. It's necessary to be misvade. But the Rambam writes that this is a broader mitzvah of vidui. Not only havas ha-karban, but there is a tzivui of lehizvados al hachatayim. So seemingly the Rambam writes, yes, a mitzvah, but a mitzvah of vidui. When you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, meaning Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, there the Rambam couches tshuva in the following sense, that kishe yasa tshuva, v'yoshev micheto, Chayev lihizvados lifnei akel baruch hu. When one engages in tshuva, one is obligated to do this and that, a formula, a prescription for tshuva. But the Rambam uses that phrase, kishiyase tshuva v'yashuv micheta. Based on that nuanced language of the Rambam, number one, that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos emphasizes vidui. Number two, that the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva says, if and when a person does tshuva, kishiyase tshuva. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests something which is stunning, that's found in Shin Samach Dalet, that maybe according to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. There is no mitzvah of tshuva. Is there a formula? Absolutely yes. Is there a process? Absolutely yes. But is there a chiyuv? Perhaps not. Perhaps not. Well, the Minchas Chinuch compares it to, even though its comparison seems to be somewhat striking, Ke'en Gerushin. Now, is there a formula for gerushin? Is there a maisa gerushin? Well, of course, indeed, that's true. Is there a chiyuv of gerushin? Certainly not. It's included in Sefer HaMitzvos because, again, that if the Torah tells us that under circumstance, this is what has to be done, in a circumstance that you're parting from your wife, this is the formula, gerushin, okay? We discussed the Rambam. What about Kedushin? It's not just a chalos, but there the Rambam has a mitzvah, Kedushin, in of in itself. So that's indeed what the Minchas Chinuch writes, no doubt a great, great Chiddush. And the Minchas Chinuch writes, ooh, that explains why the Rambam does not have a mitzvah of tshuva minin ha-mitzvos, but rather a process of vidui. And that's why the Rambam writes, the very beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, that if and when, kishe yasa tshuva, you would be absolutely foolish not to seize this opportunity. But you know what? That it's not necessarily a mitzvah daraisa. Well, that's something which is striking. And he compares it, as mentioned, with the Rambam writes in Reish Chav Beis is gerushin. So no doubt that this assumption of the Minchas Chinuch is quite difficult, to assume that there's a mitzvah of vidui, but there isn't a mitzvah of tshuva. There's a process of tshuva, but not a chiyuv of tshuva. You know, normally, again, we would assume that, you know, if there's a process and there's a chiyuv of vidui, really that tshuva is not considered to be a mitzvah. Vidui, yes, and tshuva, no. Even that is not so misyashiv haladas to assume indeed that that's true. And surprising, if you look in the Rambam elsewhere, the Rambam seems to write black and white. Of course, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tshuva. Before the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, in the Pratei HaMitzvah, the Rambam writes he's about to discuss mitzvah saseh achas, a single mitzvah, and that is shiyasuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvade. No? It's mufurish in the Rambam. Know that there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah I'm about to discuss is yashuv hachote mecheto v'yizvade. It's not that the Rambam just tells you about a process, an opportunity, But more than that, really there is considered to be a mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin Efo Cheshuvah, the Rambam writes, Chayavin Hakol La'asos Tshuvah. Chayavin Hakol La'asos Tshuvah. Well, you look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes that Kol Hanavim Kulam, Tzivu Ala Tshuvah. Every Navi, the Rambam writes, without exception, right, commanded us to do Tshuvah. Now, it doesn't sound like that this is just an opportunity, and you would be foolish not to embrace this opportunity, but absolutely, absolutely, indeed, there is considered to be a mitzvah. Hard to imagine that that indeed is the Shitas HaRambam, that what's true of tshuva really is true of gerushin. Gerushin, of course. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv lagarish. Now, when you look at the Gsugin Zvachim and Daf Beis, the Gemara says the following. When it comes to offering a karban, it's an absolute mitzvah. So you know what? We can assume that a stam lishma, you know what? That even if some of the necessary, the requisite kavana, dibur, was not present, sometimes we can assume it's embedded, it's presumed. That's the lumdus of a stam lishma. We don't assume that's true when it comes to gerishin. After all that, an isha lav le gerishin omedes. A karban is akrav omedes. Not true when it comes to issues. You can't assume a stam lishma. Gerishin obviously is a chalos, a parsha of gerishin, but to assume that that's true when it comes to tshuva is very, very striking. Sounds not fully reasonable to argue that there is no mitzvah of tshuva, and mefurish in the Rambam, that of course in these places indeed there is. One no doubt could emphasize, so why is it when the Rambam writes, chayev lihisvados, Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out as follows, when we were talking about tekiya shofar. We pointed out that there's a fundamental difference at times between a ma'isa ha-mitzvah and a kiyum ha-mitzvah. A ma'isa ha-mitzvah and a kiyum ha-mitzvah. And very, very often, the Rambam will emphasize the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik paralleled this to the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Tefillah, of course, the Rambam writes, is a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam, say for a mitzvah, said mitzvah. Hey, where do you see this is true? The Torah tells us, "Vavadtem es Hashem Elokecha." You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes, the Torah speaks about Avodah Shebelev, Avodah Shebelev. What exactly does that mean? Ezu Avodah Shebelev Haviyomer Zu Tefillah. That's what service of the heart is. And the Rambam writes, that's a din daraisa. So there's a din daraisa, of course, of Avodah Hashem, Avodah Shebelev, who avdo b'chol levavchem, and Avodah Shebelev is Tefillah. So if you look in the Rambam, the Pratei HaMitzvah, the very beginning of Chas Tefillah, before Halach Aleph, the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah. You know what the mitzvah is? Lavod es Hashem b'tefillah. That's the mitzvah. And how does the Rambam begin Halach Aleph? Mitzvah sasei lihispala b'chayom. In other words, the Rambam will describe in the Pratei HaMitzvah the kiyum, but Halach Aleph is going to be the act of. So that's how the Rambam begins Chas Tefillah. Mitzvah sasei lihispala b'chayom. The Ma'isa HaMitzvah. Here as well, that of course there is a mitzvah of tefillah, but of tshuva as well, and the act of tshuva requires vidui. So, Poshim Shat, that's why the Rambam couches it in that particular fashion. Not that there isn't a mitzvah of tshuva, but rather an emphasis on vidui as being part of the Ma'isa HaMitzvah. There's a fascinating chiddush in Meshech Chacham. Take a look at some parshas Vayelech, in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, where the Meshech Chachma writes the following. There isn't a separate mitzvah of tshuva. There isn't a separate mitzvah of tshuva. You mean to say that there's no chiyuv of tshuva? There's no chiyuv of tshuva? You know, we discussed in like many different occasions, now many different examples, now you name it. That even if something is a chiyuv, I'll ask a certain question. Is that a standalone chiyuv? Or is that chiyuv built into each and every mitzvah? No? There's a chiyuv of hidur mitzvah. Zekev anveyu, yisnalim for mitzvahs. No? The sugyan, sukkandaf yiralav, shabbos kuflamid gimel, right? Hidra mitzvah. If you're writing a sefer mitzvahs, would you include hidra mitzvah? Or could you argue as follows, even if hidra mitzvah is a dindaraisa, mufurish and ravid, it's not a separate mitzvah. You know what it means? Every mitzvah the Torah tells us, you're called upon to perform the mitzvah, ba'ofen hamahudar. No? Hidra mitzvah was not intended to be a separate kiyum, but rather it's part of the fabric of each and every mitzvah. We discussed whatever. Arvus. Is Arvus a separate mitzvah? Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh. There is arvus built into each and every mitzvah. Rabbi Kveger writes that in three places, no? That arvus is part of a mitzvah. If you're chayiv in a mitzvah, arvus means that your chiyuv in the mitzvah is to see to it that others will go ahead and do so as well. And that type of lumdus can go on and on and on and on. Is there a separate isser of lifnei iver? Or do I argue that, well, lifnei iver is built into every mitzvah, no? If the Torah tells me, be zohir, regarding nevela, you know what that means? Don't eat nevela, and don't serve nevela to a fellow Jew. No? So the Torah tells us that there's a lav of nevela, you know what that means? Achilas nevela, and imagine, you're going to go ahead and be moshit nevela la'acherim. Yeah, it's a fascinating deal. Does lifnei iver take on the characteristics of the avera at hand? That's a very, very heavy issue. No? Balmor Shita, for example, is lifnei iver of Yehereg Vayavor, is Yehereg Vayavor. Wow, no? Lifnei iver is not standalone. Lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah is part of Avodah Zarah, and you have to give up your life for that. The Balamor, no? Chidushim. So, the Meshech Chachma writes a fasting Chidush. There's one mitzvah of tshuva. There isn't one mitzvah of tshuva. There are Taryag mitzvahs of tshuva. There are Taryag mitzvahs of tshuva. The Torah binds us in Taryag mitzvahs, and the Torah tells us something incredible. You know what? The mitzvah demands observance. That's clear, no? Whether it's an essay or los essay, you have to observe this mitzvah. And I'll tell you the following. And if you dare not, you know what? You have to do tshuva for the fact that you're a vatal essay. You have to do tshuva for the fact that you violated the law. Tshuva is a separate mitzvah. You know what? A person violates an avera, all of a sudden gets a knock on the door. No? Who's knocking? Who's knocking? Tshuva's knocking. No? You know what? The Meshech Chachma writes. It's not tshuva's knocking at the door. The avera, the mitzvah is knocking. No? The nevela's at the door. No? You weren't supposed to do this. It's time to do tshuva. You have, and that's a fascinating chiddush, that tshuva is not a separate mitzvah, minya mitzvahs, but rather it's built into each and every mitzvah. Well, so clearly, to argue that kind of tshuva is just an option, you know, a difficult shita. No? Not mistaber, against what the Rambam writes explicitly. But the Rambam does stress vidui. That certainly is indeed true. The Ramban writes, what do you mean? It's a standalone mitzvah, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. What does the Rambam do with that pasuk of v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha? Here I'll tell you, l'shitase. When you look in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, of Hilchos Tshuva, you know what the Rambam writes? Kvar hivticha haTorah, shesof Yisrael asos tshuva. Now, the Torah assures us that Bnei Yisrael are going to do tshuva. And guess what? Umiyad heini galin. And you know what? We're going to be redeemed. And where do you see that that's true? V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Wow. You know what you see from that Rambam, Zayin Hey? The Rambam understood V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha as a havtacha. Not necessarily as a tzivui. The Torah is telling a parshas Nitzachim, the destiny of Klal Yisrael. We are destined to do tshuva. That is V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. What the Ramban writes is a mitzvah of V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Oh, the Rambam writes as a havtacha. Is there a mitzvah according to the Rambam? Yeah, that's Parshas Naso. Right? That's vidui. Vizvadu as chatosam asher. Oh, that's a very, very important chiddush. No? I'll tell you even furthermore that the Torah goes on and tells us the following. Ki ha mitzvah zos asher nochi mitzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha lo rechoka hi. No? What is the Torah referring to when it says ki ha mitzvah zos, ha mitzvah zos? Guess what? The Ramban writes it's the mitzvah of tshuva. It's the mitzvah of tshuva. This mitzvah of tshuva is something which is biyadcha. It is not something which is lonely flesim imcha. And what else would you argue? It's mefurish. Ke mitzvah zos. No, poshup shah. Ke mitzvah zos is referring to Talmud Torah. No? Bo b'shamayim hi. Talmud Torah. No? The Rambam understood that Ke mitzvah zos is a reference to Talmud Torah. The Ramban l'shitase writes, it's the mitzvah of tshuva. Mm. So there is a fundamental machlokas, the Ramban, regarding the source of tshuva. The source of tshuva, not whether it is or not, but what is the source of the mitzvah of tshuva? According to Ramban, it's v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. According to the Rambam, v'zvanu es chatasam. Okay? I'll ask you the following. Is vidui necessary? Is vidui necessary? Well, according to the Rambam, is vidui necessary? The mitzvah is vidui. No? Is vadu aschatasam. Vidui is necessary. What about according to Ramban? Well, if after all, the Torah just says that B'shavta Hashem Elokecha, and the Torah says Ki HaMitzvah Hazos, you're right, in the Parsha of Havas HaKarban, the Torah mentions Vidui. But is Vidui necessary as part of the process of Tshuva? See what I'm going to tell you? Yes, it's necessary. How do you know it's necessary according to Ramban? According to Rambam, how do you know it's necessary? It's necessary, that's the mitzvah, no? Is chalitza necessary for chalitza? You know what the answer is? Yes. No? You can't do chalitza without chalitza. Can you do chalitza without rekika? Guess what? Yes. Can you do chalitza without kriya saparsha? Yes. Can you do chalitza without chalitza? No. It's not a mitzvah chalitza without chalitza. Can you do vidui without vidui? The answer is no. How does the Ramban know you have to do vidui? All the sugis of vidui. How does the Ramban know you have to do vidui? After all, vizvaru es chatosam. Well, that's referring to a carbon. Oh, so what about? Oh, ki mitzvah zos. No? Mo niflei simcha, lo rechoka hi. No? Ki karav alecha hadavra ma'od. Yeah, you ready? Beficha levavcha lasoso. Beficha levavcha lasoso. Oh, this mitzvah of tshuva is beficha levavcha. Beficha levavcha. Oh, that's also beautiful, Rambam, no? What is levavcha mean? Levavcha means charata salev. Tshuva, charata. Now, what does beficha mean? Vidui, vidui. Oh, so everybody agrees that you have to do tshuva. Everybody agrees that you have to do vidui. Clear, clear, no? How do you know you have to do vidui? Ramban, beficha levavcha lasosa. How do you have to do vidui according to Rambam? Vidui, it's self-evident. The mitzvah is vidui. Oh, so ask you the following question. So everybody agrees to everything, no? Is there a nafkamina? Is there a nafkamina? So here I'll tell you the following, right? Is vidui li'ikuva? Is vidui li'ikuva? Do you have to do vidui? Yeah, it's just a question. Is it based on this source or that source? Okay. Is vidui li'ikuva? So you know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you the following. Well, according to the Rambam, is vidui li'ikuva? If the mitzvah is a mitzvah of vidui, that's mitzvah to say ayin gimel. Tzivon alihis vados. So is vidui necessary for the maisa mitzvah vidui? You know, I think you're going to say yes. No? According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. And the Torah tells us, ke mitzvah zos. And the Torah goes on, beficha levavcha lasoso. You know what? I would say vidui is part of the prate ha-mitzvah. Part of the prate ha-mitzvah. Is it ma'akev? You know what? I would tell you I'm not sure. I'm not sure. According to the Rambam, I'll tell you, of course it's ma'akev. By definition, it's ma'akev. How can it not be ma'akev? But according to the Ramban, I'll tell you, you know, when the Torah describes the process of, it includes vidui. Is that just the mitzvah b'shlemusa? Or is mamish that li'ikuva? If I was comparing it to chalitza, is that like chalitza or is that like rekika? Is that like chalitza? Is like kriya saparsha? The Torah can include details, and not every detail is considered to be li'ikuva. That's clear. So you know what I would tell you? That according to the Rambam, how can you say it's a din l'chadchila? According to the Ramban, you know what? That maybe vidui is a din l'chadchila. But who says it's considered to be li'ikuva? Who says bet beficha vidui pe? Charata, charata. For example, you know, you take a look at the Russian moikatan, like fascinating, no? Per gimel moikatan, all the dini avelos, the Russia has 100 simanim, right? So much of our hilchos avelos are the 100 simanim of the Russia, no? All the dini avelos. So in simin ayinvav, there the Russia disguise the following. That, you know what, let's assume a person is a goses, he's no telamos, and he can't verbalize, So you know what the Rush writes? That you know what? You should be mizvah de belibo. Vidui belev. Vidui belev. In other words, vidui pe. Oh, shabshad, the Rush is not li'ikuva. It's not li'ikuva. There's a concept of vidui belev, just like charatas belev. There can be a vidui, an admission, a hakara sachet, which is belev. And when the Rush suggests that this is true, one could argue it's not just simply that, you know, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, but nonetheless do something, do something. No, no, no. Maybe vidui pez is not li'ikuva. Vidui pez is not considered to be li'ikuva. You know, the Gemara discusses in Brachos, you know what? for whatever reason, a person can't daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, right? They can daven in a bridge Shmoneh Esrei, no? Havineinu, Havineinu, right? My slichus was too long, so therefore, you know what, we'll cut short the davening a little bit. We'll say slichus every other day. No? We'll skip day four, right? People came over, you skipped day four? What are we going to do tomorrow? I said, don't worry, tomorrow we'll say day four. That's the minhag of to say Yugal Midos on a day of Kriya Setor. No? We didn't skip. We just So a person can't have a full Shmoneh Esrei. A full Shmoneh Esrei. We said slichus this morning. Right? Okay. You can't see a full Shmoneh Esrei. So you know what? You havineinu. Let's say you can't even daven a tefillas havineinu. No. You know the shas adchak. So the Gemara says a tefillah k'tzar. Say something. Say something. Hosha Hashem. It's a fascinating issue. Are you yotze? Are you yotze? When the Gemara says, look, you're in a situation with something very, very dire, you know, and you have no, your mamet baderech and all the people pursuing you, just say something. Is that like an eitzah? Say something? Or no, you'll fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. Rav Shach writes, Nahagdama Tavi Ezri, that he assumed that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, but do something. Just turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of tefillah requires more than that. Maybe shevach bakasha hoda. You can't do that. Say something. And Rav Shach writes, but he saw the Sefer HaChinuch writes that no, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah even with a tefillah k'tzara. Wow. Even though it doesn't have all the components of tefillah, apparently you see that the seder ha-tefillah is not necessarily li'kuva. So you know, the Rosh writes, a person is a goseis amitoso b'mizvada b'leiv. You know, is that the kium, is that the kium of tshuva? You know, I would tell you that one could raise this issue according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's part of the Prote HaMitzvah. According to the Rambam, we're going to have to discuss this. I would say probably the Muskel Rishon, according to the Rambam, is if it's a mitzvah vidu, and vidu is vidu b'peh, it's makiv. No? So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by the following. Ooh, Kedushin. No. Memtes. No? When you see the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Memtes, the Gemara says the following, right? A person is Makadesh Nisha, right? Al Menash Ani Tzadik. No? That's the Tanai. Al Menash Ani Tzadik. Right? The Kedushin is Chal as long as he's a Tzadik and he's not a Rasha. Tzadik and not a Rasha. You know what? But I know the way this person leads his life. No? Not a Tzadik. Choshesh in the Kedushin. Choshesh in the Kedushin. Why? Shema hirher tshuva bedato. No? Shema hirher tshuva bedato. He had hirhurei tshuva. So therefore the Kedushin would be chal. He met the condition of amanah shani tzadik. Because shema hirher tshuva bedato. Wow. That's a pretty big chiddush, no? I'll tell you one. Shema here, he didn't do vidui. I've been with this guy. No, he did not do vidui. I can't read his mind. No? But I can read his lips. No, he did not say vidui. That I can tell you. No? That I can tell you. He just did this avera. Right? And all of a sudden he's Makadesh Nisha. Almanash Sadi Tzadik. He did not do vidui. Yeah, but Shema here. Why is that enough? Oh, you'll tell me the following. According to Ramban, very good. No? It's the Pratya Mitzvah. It's not Likuva. But according to the Rambam Shita, so yeah, probably it does something, but that's not enough. That's not enough at all. There was no vidui. Wow. I would even go a step further. You're talking about a tzaddik or a rasha. A tzaddik or a rasha, no? What determines whether a person's a tzaddik or whether a person is a rasha? You know what? In order to be a rasha, you know what? You know, choshem mishpat, siman lamed aleph. You know what a rasha is? You have to violate averos chamuros. A person's mevatel an essay that doesn't make you a rasha. Rasha's pasul eidus. You don't become pasul eidus because of a bitul essay, no? In order to go ahead and to be a Rasha, you have to violate Averos Chamuros. No? The Torah mentions Rasha in two contexts. No? Ashehu Rasha Lomus, Misa, and Vahim Bin Hakos HaRasha, Malkus. So you're talking about, wow, a lav. sheyesh bo kares, a lav sheyesh bo misa, a lav sheyesh bo malchus. So I'm going to ask you another question. No? Menachas Chinuch deals with this as well. No? What about the Mishnah, the end of Maseches Yuma? Dalet chalukei kapara? Dalet chalukei kapara? How is it that you secure kapara for an avera? You know what the answer is? It depends on the seriousness of the avera. If it's a bit delesei, tshuva will take care. Eino zaz ad shemochino. Tshuva is sufficient. When it comes to more than a bit delesei, tshuva is not sufficient. No? Tshuva is not, it's necessary, but it's not sufficient. Sometimes you need Yom Kippur. Sometimes you need Yisurim. Sometimes only Mises Mechaperes. Wow. In other words, you're dealing with Averos Chamuros. Guess what? Tshuva is necessary, but tshuva is not sufficient. So here we have a Tnai in Kedushin, Tzadik or Rasha. We're talking Averos Chamuros. And what's the answer? That Shema, Hirher, Tshuva, Vedato. You know what I'll tell you? That's not enough. It's not enough because you're missing vidui. And it's not enough because even on Yidei vidui, it's not enough. No, that's like step one. But, you know, a person's Mechalo Shabbos. You know what? That's not enough. It starts there. But Yom HaKippurim, Yisurim, more is necessary. More is necessary. But also is a pretty heavy kasha. No? So how would the Rambam understand these things? You mean that the Rambam would assume that tshuva alone is considered to be sufficient? See, I'll tell you an important yourself. I'll tell you to take a look at, there was a work written based on Shiur that Rav Slavichik gave, Al HaTshuva. Wasn't written by Rav Slavichik, but it's written very, very beautifully, Al HaTshuva. You know, the first piece in Al HaTshuva points out the following. You know what, that a person commits an Avera, there's a twofold consequence. And the necessary response also has to address both elements. What do you mean to say that a person commits an avera? There's a dual effect. There's a twofold effect. In what sense indeed is that true? In what sense indeed is that true? So I'll tell you the simplest thing. No, step one. Chet is mechayiv. Chet creates a chiyuv. Right? A person commits a chait, you know what? There's a debt. He owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No? He owes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's clear. A person borrows $100, he owes him of $100. A person commits a chait is mechayev. That's clear. But there's something else, no? I'll tell you the following. The chait is metame. It's not just a halach in Maisaver, Zochin Gavra, no? Gavra. A person commits a chait, his status changes. There's a tumas achait. Take a look at the Rambam, no cheshuva. A person commits an avera, no? You know what? He impaired his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam used the phrase, emesh, yesterday, before tshuva, hayezeh, sanoin lifnei hamakom, shukatz, meruchak, Vitoeva, unbelievable, no? You distance yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that you owe a sum of money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you committed a chait. Chait is mechayiv, that certainly is true. But chait is also metame. It affects the gavra. A person's choti is posoledus, no? A different person. So if I'm going to speak about a process of tshuva, I have to be able to address both elements. The fact that chet is mechayev and chet is metame. No? So what is the goal of tshuva? I'll tell you, the goal is to be mesaken both elements. If chet is mechayev and chet is metame, so the tshuva process has to A, be mechaper, and it has to be metaher. No? Tshuva has to address element A and element B. Chet is mechayiv, so therefore you're in need of kapara. Chet is metame, and you're in need of tara. Isn't that how the Torah describes Yom Kippur? Kiva yom hazeh, yechaper lechem, letareschem. Yechaper lechem, letareschem. Now, You're speaking about the process of tshuva embedded in Yom Kippur. It has to be a day of kapara, and it has to be a day of tara. Wow. That's like a fascinating, fascinating chiddush. Very, very mustaber. And you know what the chiddush is? That maybe it's possible to have one element without the other element. Maybe A and B are not always, always exactly haba atalia. Because there's a dual consequence to chet. And that requires kapar, and it requires tara. You know, in Avinu Malkeinu, we say, Slachu machal achalabanoseinu. That's kapara, no? In Avinu Malkeinu, hachazireinu b'tshuva shlima v'necha. That is tara, no? One is we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgo the debt. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore the relationship. No? Yeah, that's Keneged Kapar. That's Keneged Tara. If I ask you, for example, how many brachos in Shemoneh Esrei are related to this theme, you know what you're going to tell me? Two. The fifth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and the sixth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. No? Hashiveinu avinu sarasecha, harotze b'tshuva. That describes the Tumen Tara. And slach lo navinu kichatanu, chanun hamabe l'sloach, is the kapara. No? There are two moving parts when it comes to chayit. Mechayiv and metame. Mechayiv and metame. And there must be two parts for the element of tshuv and avodas yom kippurim. Both indeed have to be addressed. So I'll tell you just beautiful, beautiful chedusha. Beautiful chedusha. No? You know, Rebbe Shita, something which is stunning, no? That the potency of Yom Kippur is so significant. Rebbe Shita, no yuma daf pei heyem ad beis, itzumo shel yom mechaper. Itzumo shel yom mechaper. It's unbelievable, no? The essence of Yom Kippur secures kapara, even without tshuva. Even without tshuva. So let me ask you the following question, simply. It's Monsei Yom Kippur. Everybody's kosher leidus? Is that really true? It's not true, no? Everybody's kosher leidus. What do you mean? Rebbe says, Itzumo shayom ha-kippur mismachaper. Rastavetchi should explain, yeah, mechaper, but not metaher, no? The reason that you are posel leidus is because of gavra, gavra, gavra. Rebbe would never say that Itzumo shayom metaher, Itzumo shayom mechaper. Yitzum Hashem is so potent, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can forgo a certain debt. Forgo a certain debt. But nonetheless, there still is the question of the status of the Gavra. That does not change willy-nilly with the pass of Yom Kippur. That requires absolute Chazara B'tshuva. That requires Chazara B'tshuva. Well, even Rebbe Shit, Yitzum Hashem Achaper. There's an incredible Tosas Yishanim. The Kasha Tosas Yishanim is stunning. Now, on that Gemara, Yimada Pehemud Beis, Rebbe Yishita says, Tzuma Shema Kippur Mechaper. So Tosas Yishanim, take a look, says, if that really is true, how do you understand the Churban HaBayis? Well, how do you understand the Churban HaBayis? What exactly does that mean? You know, if you stop and try to understand the Kinyos and Tisha B'Av, it's clear from the Kinyos. You know what? That there was a cumulative effect. The Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed because of an Aveira, no? It was the fact of, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us time after time after time. And we didn't do this. We didn't do that. It was a process. It was a process. So that's an incredible kash of the Tosas Yishanim, no? How do you understand Churban HaBayis? You're saying because for years we didn't do this. For years we didn't do this. Itzumo Shem is Mechaper. Itzumo Shem is Mechaper. The most I can be held accountable for is what happened from Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av. And it doesn't sound like that the Churban HaBayis was because of what happened just in a matter of months. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us ample time, ample time. You know what Pashut Pshat the Teretz is? That the Churban HaBayis, what was not an onesh for a particular Aveira, where I'll say that, you know what, okay, if you received kapara for that Aveira, the slate is clean. I'll tell you the following, that Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban and Parshas Truma, is about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Mamed Har Sinai, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if it's true that, you know what, you can press a restart button on Yom Kippur because Itzum Hashem is Mechaper, but you're going to remain Pasul Eidus. It is not going to restore that which the Rambam described, that, you know what, before Tshuva, you're Meruchak, Meshukatz, To'eva. That is not going to change just because Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper B'li Tshuva. That's not a function of kapara, that's a function of tahara. That's a function of tahara. Wow. So if you're in Ochinami, it's true that, yes, there was incremental kapara, that certainly is true. But guess what? Guess what? That the strain remained, even though Itzum Hashem is Mechaper. Wow. Rav Soloveitchik pointed to another sugya, Sanhedrin Daf Chafei Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about a person who is, let's say, a perpetual gambler, a mesachik bekuvia. Let's say he's posel eidus. You know? The Gemara has two reasons why that's true. Either because gambling involves gezel, or ino asu can be shuvah shalolam, right? So the Gemara says, emasai chazarasa. What is the tshuva process? So the Gemara says something, really, it sounds extreme. The Gemara says, Mishishabru paspusehem afilu bechinam lavavde. You know what tshuva requires? You have to smash the dice that you won't even play the game bechinam. Bechinam. You won't even play dreidel. No? That's a little surprising, no? Because, like, what is the avera of mesachik bekudya that renders a person, now that, you know what, that it's gezel, inam asukim yeshuva shalolam. That's not true of just, you know, bechinam lo'avdei. Bechinam lo'avdei. You know what you see from the Gemara? That tshuva requires, you have to kick in the opposite direction, no? In other words, a person did this, you have to go here. It means don't touch the cards. You know, don't even play cards for fun. No? Where does that come from? As the Chiddush of Soloveitchik suggested, now that, you know what, that's not kapara, but that's part of the tahara element. The tahara element. The kapara element, yes, that, you know what, if a person has charat and he ceases doing the particular avera, that's true. But a person wants to restore. You know what? So don't even go there. You know, there's something which is called, you know, Yazov Rasha Darko, the Derech HaChet. Chet is not Yesh Me'ayim, you know? Chet happens when a person positions themselves. No? You go on a certain Derech and lo and behold. You know what? If you wouldn't go on that Derech, this would not happen. But you go on a certain Derech, you're smug, you're confident, and all of a sudden you're Nichshel. No? So, you know what? There, you have to do tshuva from the Derech HaChet. The Derech HaChet. And when you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, but take a look carefully, no? The Rambam has two parts to Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph and Perek Zayin. No? Perek Aleph speaks about, you know, a person who violates Averos. In Esselos, Esesho, Gegumezid. Yasa Tshuva, Yoshev Me'eto, Chayv Lizvados. And then all of a sudden you get to Perek Zayin, right? The Rambam speaks about tshuva from a different perspective. The Rambam writes the following, that just like tshuva is necessary me'elu, just like tshuva is necessary for everything I discussed, person who violates avera A, person who violates avera B, the Rambam writes, you know what? A person has to be chozer b'tshuva for deos ra'os, amidara, an improper hashkafa. Now, wow. That's unusual, no? The Rambam begins and speaks about tshuva when it comes to an avera. And then the Rambam speaks about the need of chazara b'tshuva to perfect the midah in order to go ahead and to counter a machshava. Wow. You know what? Let's say a person, you know what, that he has a tendency to do this. But, you know, yeah, he's kovish as yitzro. Yeah, but a person has to do tshuva for the tendency. Then that's not necessarily kapara for a particular chait. No, that's because you want to, right, engage in the tiferes hatshuva, tara, You know what that means? Absolute, absolute. But clear in the Rambam that there are two moving parts. The chet is mechayiv, the chet is metame. And therefore, the answer is kapar intara. And kapar intara don't always go. Don't always go hand in hand. Can a person secure kapara without tahara? Yeah. That could be. Rebbe, Yitzim Hashem is mechaper. There could be kapara without tahara. That certainly is true. Sometimes, you know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Midas HaRachamim will not punish us for, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're good to go. Still work has to be done. Work has to be done. Well. And maybe one could even envision that it's possible to attain tahara without every condition of kapara. That's a greater chiddush, no? We usually think kapara then tahara. Maybe a person can attain a level of tahara, even though maybe there's something lacking when it comes to kapara. Maybe that could be true. That could be true. Well, what would examples of that be? I understand a person can do the minimum to get kapara, but I wouldn't say he's reached the finish line. Like, hey, Rabbi, Tzumashem Echaper. Okay. You know, maybe a person will engage in some type of tshuva because he's scared out of his wits, but you know, but it's not really, you know, transformative. Okay. Is it possible ever to envision that, you know what, a person can attain tar without full kapara, the full kapara? Let me tell you the following. A person borrows $1,000. He owes $1,000. You know? Okay, okay. He doesn't pay back. He doesn't pay back. Okay. Why in the world is he not paying back? You know, he's a vile person. He has no intent to pay back. No? He's a ganav. He's a gazlan. He has no desire to do so. You know what I'm going to tell you? That's chet which is mechayiv, that's chet which is metame. Let's say case B, you know? A person, for whatever reason, owed a certain amount of money and he's unable to pay back. Not because he's not desirous of paying back. He's unable to pay back. A person doesn't have a cent to his name. He would love to be able to go ahead and satisfy the debt. But you know what? He's incapable of doing so. You know what I will tell you? That's a very holy person. Does it mean he's scot-free? Does it mean that there's no debt? No, there is a debt. There is a debt. The debt requires that, you know, this is indeed what has to occur. But you know what? In terms of the Tara, he's desirous of, he's davening that he'll be able to do the right thing, but right now, he doesn't have Masarit in the Baal Chov. The money is owed, but you know what? It's not a reflection of character, even though a person indeed could be Chayiv. Maybe one could envision the same thing is true when a person commits a Chayit. It could very well be that, you know what? That may be that there's something which is missing in terms of Kapara, but nonetheless, Tahara could be attained. What would an example be of Tahara without Kapara? Tahara without Kapara. So I'll give you two pretty good examples, no? Pretty cool, no? So you know what they are, right? And that's the Teretz, the Minchas Kiddushin, no? Finished, okay. So that's now, yeah. One is, I'll tell you the following. Vidui. The Rambam mentions the need for Vidui for Kapara. Not Perek Zayin and Ant when it comes to Tahara. Vidui is part of the Dine Kapara. The Dine Kapara. Wow. So if a person will have absolute Charata, but you know what? He didn't formally engage in Vidui Peh. You know what I'm going to tell you? There's something missing in terms of the Kapara. There's a Pasuk, Lizvadu Eschatasam. But the person is earnest. The person is incredibly sincere. Let's assume the Russia's case. Mamashu Goseis, no? Even if you could argue something is missing in terms of kapara, I will tell you, nonetheless, that element of Tara could be attained. Or I'll give you another example. A person feels, you know, terrible at the fact that he committed a chet. He would do anything to be able to undo that. But there's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that, you know what, depending on the Chomer Havera, there's Tshuva, there's Yom Kippur, there's Yisurim, there's Misa, there's Dalit Chalukei Kapara. You know what I will tell you? It's true that the kapara is a process being held in abeyance. Ah, but you know what? But the taras hagavra can be accomplished. If the person sincerely, right, is remorseful, and a person sincerely echoes that sense of harata, even if I'll tell you that, you know what, all right, you have to wait until Yom Kippur for the reset button to be pressed, it doesn't mean nothing. I would tell you it means tara, but there's something which is still lacking in terms of the kapara. So I would tell you that if something else is necessary, dal chuluke kapara, that's true for kapara. Vidui is necessary for kapara? Okay, that's necessary for kapara. But not in terms of the case of tara. Not in terms of the case of tara. Well, oh, so a person is makadesh the isha, amanash shi tzadik. Amanash shi tzadik. So you know what I'll tell you? Shema hir her tshuva bedata. You know what? That could be possible. Are you going to tell me to reset the button, to wipe the slate completely clean? You need Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur isn't here yet. No, choshesh in the kedushin. Because the tzaddik in Russia is not dependent on the dalet chaluke kapara. That's dependent on the taras hagavra. The taras hagavra. And that one could argue, even according to Rambam as well. Of course, vidui is likuv and the mitzvah vidui, but that's part of the prate hadin of kapara. But it's not against the Gemara. Now that amanasi tzaddik can be fulfilled, even if there is something that is pending in terms of the element of kapara. That's like a fascinating deal. Rav Zsolti suggests the following possible split, which fascinating. To what extent would one say that tshuva is all or nothing? To what extent would you say tshuva is all or nothing? So again, a person commits five averus, really all or nothing. A person, for example, is going through a real challenge regarding this. So you'd really tell the person, so don't do tshuva for that. You know, it's mamish all or nothing. I would tell you now that each one in isolation, each one, a person owes five different chovos, no? He can't pay back all five. So you say, don't even bother to pay back any of them. So pay back one, pay back two, pay back three. We'll work out something with four, no? It's all or nothing. They're different balecho. Why is that? Why is that the case? I will tell you, of course, that's very mistaber when it comes to kapara. When it comes to kapara. When it comes to tara, the Mishnah in Yuma, Rabbi Kiva has like a fascinating mashal. Mikve Yisrael Hashem. No? Tshuva is a process of tara b'mikveh, immersion. You know, maybe one could suggest, no? That's a fascinating possibility, no? A person has a chatzitz on his limb, no? So the limb remains tameh, and the rest of the body is tahar? You're going to tell me, no. Tumen tara is holistic. It's holistic. So that's an interesting possibility, even without speaking in such extremes. But I'll tell you the following. In terms of taras hagavra, the averas are related. In terms of kapara, there I would tell you that they're compartmentalized. No? Avera A and Avera B is like one debt, another debt. So each one has a life into itself. If you're speaking about the sum of Gavra, so you know what? That part of the Mashra Avikiva, that requires to reach ultimate Tara, a full immersion. And you know what? And if the person is not Choser B'tshuva for one Avera, in terms of the Tara component, yeah, that morphs, that diffuses. That's relevant for the other averus as well. In terms of the kapar element, the debt, then I will tell you that, you know what, that halachud, the halachud. One does not necessarily impact and one does not necessarily encroach. Kiveyozem yechaper lachem. Oh, good. Oh, what's the high? Litareschem. Mikol chatoseichem. How do you understand mikol chatoseichem? No? Tahara mikol chatoseichem. Maybe poshim shat means that try to clear tahara for each and every chait. But maybe that mikol chatoseichem, that's what Zsolti suggests, has a holistic concept. No? Tahara is mikol chatoseichem. Mikol chatoseichem. A person violates five averus, and you know what? He's only willing to be choser b'tshuva for four out of the five. Should he do it? Of course he should do it. No? It's like paying back 4 out of the 5 debts. But at the end of the day, though, he's still in debt. He's still in debt. No, he's not clear. He's not clear. Maybe there's an element to kapara, which is mikol chatoseichem. Mikol chatoseichem. That there, you know, we don't separate A from separate B. But you know what? It's like a process of tara, where that's considered to be something which is interrelated. So that pasha b'shat is the chiddush, the Rambam Shita, when it comes to the understanding of tshuva. There are two elements too. There is chet, which is mechayiv, chet, which is metame. The goal of tshuva is kapara in tara. You know, ideally, a person accomplishes both, but lav dafka that's ha b'hatalia. Sometimes you can have one without the other, that's clear. A person pays back that A without that B, that's certainly clear. But maybe the requirements of kapar in terms of vidui and Yom Kippur, Yisra, Misa, right? That lefek kapara that I understand, but you know what? But nonetheless, the tara sagavrindi could be accomplished. And maybe that, again, holistically explains the chidushim of the Rambam Shita. But it's important to realize that that's part of, not a part of the goal. When you look at the Meshech Chochma, he writes that, mitzvah, not mitzvah, but realize the opportunity. You know, people in business would jump at such an opportunity, you know? You know, imagine a person invests, and they're told what? That even though the deal crashed, you know? But you know what? That if you're regretful, you're remorseful, that, you know, you never would have invested had you known that this idea would go bust, you know? You could recoup all your losses. You know what? You'd probably accept such a deal, no? And imagine if somebody says, and if you're really remorseful, tshuva mi'ava, that is donos nasa kizuchuyos, you'll be able to receive the windfall had the deal gone up instead of had the deal crashed. You know, like, imagine if someone were to offer you that type of business deal, no? You'd probably question, is it real? It sounds too good to be true. No, but realize that's the gift of tshuva. You have an opportunity to be able to transform, right, an avera b'mezid into an avera b'shogeg, and tshuva mi'ava, whereas nasek is achuyos. Now, it would be so foolish to somehow walk away from that deal empty-handed, no? That's what one has to realize, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu affords that possibility. And Dirshu Hashem b'matzo, meaning that the Seris Mechuv is a time where it's especially appropriate and propitious, and it's an Eis Ratzon. It would be the most foolish thing one could envision, not to embrace, not to see such a magnificent opportunity. You know, aside from the mitzvah, it's a privilege, it's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the gift of tshuva. And that Meshech Chacham quotes the name of the Gaon, that whenever, let's say, there's an Avera, there's Din and there's Cheshbon. Din means, yeah, there's a Din. You're indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what the Gaon writes, a Cheshbon? Cheshbon means you have to kind of start already making a type of calculation. What's the calculation? You know, a person does an Avera. You know what? So it took time. It took effort. It took a mindset. It took a consciousness. Now, imagine if I used a mindset, the time, the consciousness, the effort to do something that was a mitzvah. No? What could have been accomplished if I would have used those kolchos too? Right? Yeah, the Gaon writes, that's cheshbon. When a person does an avera, there's a shura sadin, you owe. But you know what? There's also a missed opportunity. You know, imagine if you used all those kolchos nefesh for something that was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that also requires a tshuva, the missed opportunity. And Meshech Chachma writes that real tshuva would be a missed opportunity. Yom Kippur comes to an end, and all of a sudden you said, you know what, I failed to take advantage of such a great, great gift. Now that one has to be very, very conscious of, right? To seize that opportunity, not only the din, but the cheshbon as well, that a person can recalibrate, a person can restart, and the person can link into Zdonos Nase Kizuchuyos. That's something which is an incredible, incredible manifestation of Rachamei Shamayim. So this is something you have to think about all year long, especially Aseres Tumei Tshuva. Yom Kippur, to be mindful of not only the mitzvah, but the great gift, the privilege that we have in the opportunity to be chozer b'tshuva.